you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Good morning. It's Monday, July 26th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's your morning news. In Los Angeles County, the current spike in new coronavirus cases and hospitalizations is not slowing down. Yesterday, public health officials reported about 2,100 new infections. However, those numbers likely reflect reporting delays that usually happen over the weekend. Also, the number of coronavirus patients in hospitals in the county went up to 745, about a fifth of whom are in intensive care. There's new concern about the number of fully vaccinated people who are testing positive for COVID. They're known as breakthrough cases, and in June, they accounted for about one in every five new infections in Los Angeles County. We asked UCLA nursing and public health professor Kristen Choi about breakthrough cases.
Vaccines are pretty good at preventing spread, but not perfect, not 100%. And so among people who are vaccinated that do get COVID-19, their cases tend to be much less severe and in many cases asymptomatic. I think that some of these cases are probably coming from routine testing that happens in certain cases, and there could be people walking around out there who may be asymptomatic.
Health officials say young Black and Latino residents continue to have the lowest rates of vaccination in the county while also having among the highest infection rates. The LA County Board of Supervisors is set to vote tomorrow on a three-year pilot program to provide a modest guaranteed income for young adults. KPCC's John Raby tells you how it'll work.
Under the plan, a group of county residents between 18 and 24 would get about $1,200 a month. The money would go to 150 youth who are currently receiving general relief benefits and enrolled in a county employment program targeted at young adults. The motion says, quote, "We must fundamentally shift the idea that people who face financial insecurity have somehow failed." Supervisor Catherine Barger was the dissenting vote in the original discussion back in May when she said she was worried about lack of research into the plan and the potential for fraud. Quote, "We should be more diligent, thoughtful, and strategic before we implement a program of this nature." I'm John Raby.
There is rain to start the work week. Monsoonal moisture is moving through. Temperatures are slightly below average today. Also, there happens to be a flash flood watch for the mountains and deserts until 7 o'clock this evening. The Summer Olympics are underway in Tokyo, but there is some notable sports news elsewhere in the world. KPCC's Lita Martinez tells you about what a man from Torrance had to do to break an obscure but significant American athletic record.
With one enormous breath, Lance Davis dove into a giant sinkhole in the Bahamas and propelled himself more than 242 feet using just his arms and legs. Then he had to swim back up and stay conscious. But he made it. It was part of an international freediving competition known as Vertical Blue, and while most divers prefer to train in the tropics, his home waters are in the South Bay, where it's cold and dark.
I think it makes for strength and adaptability because the conditions are a little bit rough.
Though no matter where it happens, deep diving can be dangerous. Nick Mavoli, the last diver to attempt this record, died trying to reach it in 2013. But Davis says when he comes back to California, he'll be back in the water once again to train for an even deeper dive. I'm Lita Martinez.
Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley. Join us again next time. Meantime, get more news at LAist.com and listen live at kpcc.org.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win, and the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.